you will hear a woman called Eliza Williams telling a group of students about her work as a travel writer.
I started writing about travelling 14 years ago when I was a student. Then, for 5 years, I worked as a teacher and I wrote about my holiday trips. I decided to give up teaching and just travel and write 7 years ago. At first, I mainly wrote parts of guidebooks, but after a while I started to do articles for some websites and also newspapers from time to time. The majority of work I do, though, is for magazines. Luckily, there are plenty that have sections about travel. In the past, my trips were fairly short, just 1 or 2 weeks, and I flew a lot to save time. These days, though, I go away for longer, sometimes 3 months, and if I can, I go by bus or by train rather than aeroplane. I prefer to travel slowly. What I like best is getting to know people in the places I visit. On each trip, I ask someone to teach me a local song. It gives me a feeling for the culture. I'd love to learn a new language whenever I travel, but that's not realistic. I try other things, though. In Naples, I learned a recipe for real Italian pizza. I love cities, and I've always written about them. But recently, I've focused on other things. I've done several articles on rainforests around the world, and in the next couple of years, there are some deserts I'd like to go to and write about. I have an amazing job, but not all of it's easy. The most challenging thing for me is making the first part of an article interesting. If it doesn't catch the reader's attention, they probably won't read the middle part and certainly not the end. If any of you would like to try travel writing, my advice would be to...